For calling customer support, my name is C. Maya. May I please have your zip code?
48628.
48628.
Right.
And what's your name?
Donna Maxwell.
Donna Maxwell. I'm still trying to pull up your information. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, thank you. What's your address?
205 East Maxwell Road in Hope, Michigan.
Thank you. So I located your account with the foot massager that's already canceled out. But how may I assist you today?
Well, that's what I'm looking at. I do not want that sent to me. I mean, I did a survey, and then they wanted me to pick a gift, and it said it didn't owe me anything. But then when I read the fine print, it looked like I'm being charged $40-some. I don't want that. I think that's really misrepresentation.
Well, the transaction was already declined by the bank, ma'am, and you have already called and canceled on the 15th of October.
No, I did. I just did this a couple minutes ago. So they're going to try to do this again. And
I'm sorry, did you pay the postage again, ma'am? Or what charge are you speaking about, miss? What date it was for?
Today, just a couple minutes ago.
Okay, do you have another zip code, ma'am? You said 48628?
Right.
And Donna Maxwell?
Right.
Okay, it's only pulling up that old account of yours that was canceled on October 15th. But what's the last 4 digits of the card number they're trying to bill you for now?
I really don't know what they're going to do. I don't know who it is.
I said, what's the last 4 digits of the card number you're being billed on now?
I don't know yet, honey, because I just did it. They did not ask me for any card. It sounds like I did the survey with Costco. And I don't know if Costco plans to put this on my Costco charge, but it sounded like Costco was doing a survey. Then they asked me to pick somebody said, pick a gift. It's free. You will be charged nothing. But then when I went down, there's a bunch of stuff. And when I went to read about it, it said that I would be charged $49.
Right. So I see they were trying to process that on the 15th of October, but it was already declined, ma'am. But I don't see any transaction on the account for today.
I know. But I just did it. I just did it 15 minutes ago. And then when I went to read the fine print, let me see if I can get it back up here. Okay, it says here, terms and conditions subject to your compliance. And then it says, you know, no, we are not responsible for any reviews and blah, blah, blah. Then I went on, it gives license in this. And it says extreme foot massager on the top. And then it goes on and on and on and on. And then I finally get to the point, your email and your phone number. That's why I called. You hereby represent and warrant that you are of 18. You have read the agreement and thoroughly understand. I understand I don't want to pay it. And if it goes on the charge cards, then I got to have them canceled and all of this stuff if I refuse to pay. I don't even want this to go through, and I don't know how it's going to go through. That's why I'm asking you. I don't want to have to argue over this. Let's see. I can go back and see. Okay, extreme foot massager. Get the massager free online only. Yes, send me my extreme foot massager. And then, but I was just doing a survey through Costco, and then I get on this. I just don't know what happened here.
Okay, yes, ma'am. To my understanding, are you saying you're reading the page and you was trying to place the order, or are you saying they already billed you? Or they was going
no,
to believe.
No. Apparently, they are talking about billing me, but.
Okay, yes. If you do pay for that, ma'am, 48 hours later, it does bill for the full price of it. You had an account with us already in October, and that happened.
I do understand about your October.
Right. It's the same thing that goes with that promotion as well, ma'am. You pay the postage to receive it, and 48 hours later, it bills for the full price of it.
Well, I never agreed to that, and I don't want to, and my credit card canceled that out last time.
Right, so if you don't want to place the order, you don't have to, ma'am.
But are they automatically going to charge me on one of my cards?
Not if you place the order, ma'am, because we don't have... Did you pay the postage for anything yet?
I did that the first time in October that you...
Okay, I'm talking about today, ma'am. Did you pay the postage for anything, or you were just looking at it?
I looked at it and accepted...
Okay, just
because
you
set
the promotion, it doesn't mean you place your card in the account. So, no, ma'am, it won't bill you.
Well, I was only concerned that if I did if I did this through Costco, and then somehow or another, I ended up, when I said, you know, I did their survey, and then this came up.
Mm-hmm.
Because... So I didn't give anybody my card number, but I just didn't know if Costco can automatically
charge you on your Costco membership. No, ma'am. You would have to put it as your physical debit or credit card in there.
See what it says here. Confirmation, Sam's Club, November 17th. Donna Maxwell, congratulations. You can get a $50 Sam's Club gift card. So, but that I had to fill out.
Quick question, ma'am. Do you have a Costco membership or a Sam's membership?
Oh, Sam's. I keep saying Costco. No, it's Sam's. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's why. Sam's. Okay, so yes, ma'am. Usually when people sign up for Sam's, I don't know. I know my mama, when she signed up the first time, she did get a $50 gift card. But I don't work for Sam's. You had to call Sam's customer service about that.
Well, I wonder why then at the end of this, why at the end of this, it gave this phone number that I called you on?
I'm not sure, ma'am. That's Sam's Costco. Yeah. I mean, not Costco. Sam's customer service number. Just go to Google and type in Sam's customer service number, and that's how you'll get the information.
Yeah, I think this is so strange that I did that survey, and then they want, then it went to the survey, and then it went to pick out my gift, and then it, now they want... I can be charged. I pay the postage, and then after so many days, I have to pay $40-some. Well, that's ridiculous. If I wanted it, I'd go buy it. If somebody wants to, then Sam's was talking about $50. I guess not Sam's. God, Costco. I'll get a hold of Costco then, because I don't know how they do this. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ms. Harris. Nothing else. Thanks for calling customer support.
Yeah, I guess. Thanks.